I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Cindy Linden, and this is the Cook Along Podcast. Welcome to my kitchen. Today we're going to make some breakfast bars or energy bars or granola bars or whatever you in your household call them. And I'm calling them Chewy On The Run breakfast bars because that's what they are. If you came to me from the website, you have seen the list of ingredients and that I recommend that before you start, you compile all of those on your counter in the kitchen so that you're ready to go. If you haven't come to me from the website, I'm saying to you now, it's a good idea to get most of these ingredients, at least the major ones, ready to go ahead of time because they come together pretty quickly. Here are your ingredients. There aren't any real do-aheads unless you're going to chop some dried fruit. So you need 6 tablespoons of butter, either salted or unsalted. If you've worked with me before, you know that I most often use salted just because I like salt. The second ingredient is 1/3 cup dark brown sugar, then 1/4 cup of agave nectar, and 2 tablespoons of honey. And I will tell you that the recipe that I modified this from suggested 1/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons of honey. I don't do that because I decided that the honey flavor was too strong that way. So I use agave nectar for the majority of it and throw in a little honey. So that's what I'm recommending. But if you don't have agave nectar in your house, go with the honey. It'll be fine. And you can always do it differently later if you decide the flavor is too strong. You need 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla extract and a heaping 1/8 teaspoon of salt. And here comes the stuff that if you don't prep anything else in advance, I recommend that you put this together and it can actually all go into a single bowl and you can dump it in later, except for the chocolate chips, which I'll get to in a second. So you need 2 cups of quick cooking or instant oats, like Quaker 1-minute oat kind of things. Don't use regular old-fashioned oats. They will not cook right. You need 1 3/4 cups of crispy rice cereal, like Rice Krispies, 1/2 cup of sliced almonds, 1/4 cup flax meal or wheat germ. And if you don't have those in your house, which I didn't the first time I made these, I found some graham crackers and ground them up into a meal and I used that because I think maybe this is just a filler to keep things bound together. If you don't know where to find flax meal, I don't either. So what I do is buy flax seeds and I have a dedicated coffee grinder that I use only for things like this. And I grind them up until it's powdery and that's what I use as my flax meal. And then 2/3 cup of dried cranberries or any other dried fruit that you really like, but you need to chop it to about the size of raisins or dried cranberries. The only other ingredient, and this is optional, you can use it sometimes and sometimes not, is 1/3 cup chocolate chips, or more if you like more. Chances are good I usually use closer to 1/2 cup. Those are separate. Everything else can go in the same bowl, starting from the oats. So I am going to start cooking here. If you haven't compiled your ingredients, it means you're behind me. And you might want to go take a look at the website, which is thecookalongpodcast.com, and take a look at the ingredients so that you can get your setup and ready to go. And here we go. The first thing is to take a 9x13 pan and line it with foil. And this is really good for a number of different kinds of things. I use it for bar cookies sometimes and candy that tends to get really sticky. And it helps you lift the finished product out of the pan and actually, coincidentally, keeps your pan clean as well so that you don't have to scrub it afterward. You can give it a quick wipe and put it back in your cabinet. All right, so you're making a sort of a lining and probably with a couple of handles at the end, which will make your life easier. And then you're gonna spray that just lightly with nonstick cooking spray. Wow, that's loud. Sorry about that. Then if you're using the chocolate chips, at this point, sprinkle them evenly over the bottom of the pan on top of the foil, because that way they're more likely to melt a little when you pour in the rest and then stick. If you put them on the top, they tend not to stick. If you mix them into the mixture, they turn your whole thing chocolate. I haven't tried that. It might be just fine. But if you want individual chips, put them in now. And then you need a large pot. I'm using a sort of a Dutch oven stainless steel pot. And into that, we're going to put 6 tablespoons of butter. I have turned mine on to about medium high. It'll take a moment to heat up. But I'm putting the 6 tablespoons of butter down in there to melt. Also in there goes the 1/3 cup dark brown sugar and the agave nectar and honey. They're all gonna melt together. And I didn't say these were really healthy. As you might have noticed, there's a lot of sugar here. But, you know, you need a little carbohydrate. You need to get your blood sugar going in the morning. If you're looking for something really healthy, this is not the podcast to be listening to, because I don't do a lot of that, I'm afraid. It's just not how I roll. The butter and brown sugar and honey, etc., should be in your pan and hopefully starting to melt together. What we want to do is bring this mixture to a boil over medium-high heat and keep stirring constantly so that it doesn't stick or burn. Just going to bring it to a boil. This is, of course, going to take a minute, depending on how long it takes you to heat up your pan. I'm hesitant to leave you, though, because things happen pretty quickly. So keep stirring your pot. Keep it going. It seems a little silly, probably, but you don't want it to burn. And the minute it starts to boil, we're going to lower the heat to simmer and to just keep cooking it until the sugar is completely dissolved and the mixture is slightly thickened, which after it's boiling should take maybe 2 minutes, maybe not even that long, because the sugar will already be partly melted by original boiling. My butter is almost melted now. I still have some lumps of brown sugar in here, but they are squashable. So I'm using a silicone spatula to stir this with, and I'm just smashing the brown sugar lumps as I go. Boy, it's starting to smell like butter and brown sugar. And yeah, honey. Lovely. Here comes the first bubbles. Okay, good. Yay. Still stirring. Keep stirring. Especially as it starts to boil, you're going to find it really kind of wants to stick in the middle. All right, mine is boiling now. I'm turning it down. I had it at 8 on my stove. Now I'm turning it to 2. It's going to simmer until the sugar dissolves. And the mixture is also going to thicken up a little bit. This is kind of like making Rice Krispie cookies, or what do they call them? Marshmallow treats. If you've ever done that, this process is going to feel kind of familiar. Just keep stirring. I can't tell you how to know when the sugar's melted. What I do is sort of scoop it up on the spatula and let it drip off and look at the consistency of it on the spatula to see if there's any obvious granules in there. I don't really see any on mine, but it's also not thickened very much. I'm going to give it another 60 seconds. So this is where we sing the Jeopardy song. I don't even know if they still do this because I haven't seen Jeopardy in many years, but the Jeopardy song is 60 seconds long. Dee, 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 dee. Dee 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 dee. Boom, boom. Okay, 60 seconds. Sorry about that, but it really is useful. Turning off the heat, and now we're going to add the vanilla and the salt. And again, that's 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla extract, which is 1/2 teaspoon, 3 times. Oop, well, all right, splashed over. That's okay. A little extra vanilla never hurt anybody, maybe, right? The salt is 1/8 teaspoon, and you'll miss it if you don't put it in. So we're stirring that in, and then all the other stuff goes into the pan. If you put it all in the same bowl, just dump it all in. Otherwise, you're adding, at this point, everything into the pan and stirring it up. This is where it starts to feel like Rice Krispie cookies. It's like stirring in the Rice Krispies to the melted marshmallows. That's essentially what you're doing. And then you're going to pour it into the 9x13 foil-lined pan, just the way you would if they were Rice Krispie cookies. Sorry, marshmallow treats. That happens to me all the time. I go looking for the recipe so I can get my proportions right. And I'm always looking in my files under R. Because I think of them as Rice Krispie cookies. But their actual official name starts with an M, which is marshmallow treats. Stir up all your stuff until everything's well moistened. There's no obvious dry clumps because those won't stick together. And then pour that into the pan on top of the chocolate chips, if you use them. And use your spatula to flatten it down so that it's all the same height. Spread them out, get them into the corners. Pat them down, clear out to the edges. So many goodies here. You know what, I didn't do this, but I'll bet you could add a little cinnamon to this. I think I'm gonna regret I didn't do that. You could also add a little coconut. The only time you're gonna get in trouble is if you add so much stuff that you don't have enough fluid to stick them together anymore. So you wanna keep your dry ingredients consistent, most likely, but if you wanted to add some stuff and or trade out some stuff, you're gonna get the same thing, but the way you like it. That's it. We're gonna put it in the refrigerator for 1.5 to 2 hours. We want them cool.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Our chewy chocolate chip breakfast bars are cool now. All we're going to do is take the handles of the foil and lift the whole product out of the pan and lay it down on a cutting board. That's why we did the foil to begin with. That gives us an opportunity to lay it on a flat surface to cut it. At this point, you need a nice sharp knife because we're going to try to cut through these and they're sticky. You're going to cut them into rectangles and you should get about 18 bars, more or less, depending on how big you cut them. You might get only 16. In fact, 16 kind of makes sense to me. So we cut them in half the long way and then we cut them in 8 to 9 different sections depending on how big you want the bars. And then you can store them in an airtight container in your refrigerator. But if you're going to stack them, you want to put parchment paper or wax paper or foil or something in between the layers or they're going to stick together. I use the foil that I chilled in because it's a reuse of a product and that way I'm not wasting resources. That's that. I hope you enjoy them. If you have comments or suggestions or thoughts about the process or the things that you like to add, I hope you will go to the website. Again, that's thecookalongpodcast.com and leave your ideas there. And I hope that you will also go look there for other things to try. There are main dishes, breakfast items, desserts, and new stuff is being added to the site all the time. At the bottom of the page is a place to subscribe to get notification of when new podcasts are added to the website. Until we speak again, happy.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cooking.
If you're enjoying this podcast, you can make a contribution through the supporter link on every Cook Along podcast page or go to Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/thecookalongpodcast. Thanks for your support and thanks for listening.